decided, I guess ultimately just came out, right?
So they just removed the foundation, and it looks like now there's something being built behind there. Or they're at least grading something, it looks like.
Not that we have a permit for.
Maybe I looked at it wrong. Okay, that's really interesting.
We will go.
If you drive down Middletown Road, it was really peculiar. All of a sudden, there was a basement, and then it was gone. So, interesting. I'm happy to make.
Stuff happens.
Any other questions for Chuck Bill on this item? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the unilateral declaration of covenants, easements, conditions, and restrictions, and releases cash financial security in the amount of $19,428 that was provided by Thomas and Jamie Y. for the store manager and for 1108 Middletown Road, S2022-08, conditional upon Thomas Y. and Jamie Y. and the RP Electric LLC signing and recording the declaration and providing proof of reporting to the town.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item is G. It's releasing the performance security and entering the maintenance security period for the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School, the Central Employee Dwellings, Main Campus, Plot 1339.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the original amount of performance security provided for this project was $675,573. Recent inspection by HRG has led to a recommendation that the release of the lion's share of that security is warranted, and that maintenance security is to be provided to guarantee the structural integrity of the improvements within the public right-of-way along Meadow Lane. These improvements are estimated by HRG to be $4,386. We retain 15% of that amount, which turns out to be $658 for 18 months. I'm recommending that the board authorize the release of the performance security and contingent upon the developer providing the maintenance security.
Just a question, is it worth us? Is it worth really holding on to $658? It probably costs your department more to process the different requests.
You know, the sad part is the next agenda item is for two lots, and the amount that we're retaining for 18 months is $108 and $135 on each of the lots, and likely the inspection to release that will consume it.
Right.
So but I'll look at Pat. I think we're bound to...
I mean, what's the risk you run if you release it all?
$635.
That's the risk.
With Milton Hershey School.
I'll make a motion that the board authorizes the release of the performance security amount of $675,573. Provided in the form of Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America, bond number 107447763 for plat 1339, period. And the township will not require maintenance security in the 15% of that total, which amounted to $658, will waive that requirement. So that's my motion. Is there a second to my motion?
Second.
Second. I guess I
was having
a little
limit
on that one.
Second, Mr. Chair.
Any? Thank you for that vote, Mike. Is any further questions or discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item then is something very similar. It's H, the release of performance security and entering the maintenance security period for the preliminary final subdivision plans for Hershey Developers, plat 1290. Mr. Emmer.
In this case, Mr. Chairman, lot number one had originally posted security in the amount of $66,162, and lot number two has posted security in the amount of $67,194. Recent inspection by HRG leads to the warrant that those securities are eligible to be released. Each of the lots, lot number one, is to retain $720 or $108, being 15%. And lot number two is still has $900 worth of improvements to be secured for 18 months. And at 15%, that turns out to be 135. And I think the board's already set a precedent this evening. And I think
there's been no precedent.
I would just, what I would say, Chuck, is assuming that your experience with the developer on this particular project has been positive and you believe they've operated and acted in good faith, and you represent that as such, I still think these always still have to come on the agenda and the board should be able to vote on it. But assuming that you represent that to me, I'm willing to go ahead and make a similar motion.
So to put a name to it, Hershey Developers is Massimo Rizzotto, who tends to be a pretty stand-up builder.
Yes, yes. And I think that's important. I think if we have good actors, developers in the community prove to be good actors, and you represent that as such in your presentation, I'll go ahead and make a motion that the board authorizes the release of the performance security in the amount of $66,162, provided as Merchants Bonding Company bond number NP, as in Paul A, 92873, for lot one of the preliminary final subdivision plan for Hershey Developers, plat 1290, and performance security in the amount of $67,194, provided as Merchants Bonding Company bond number NP, as in Paul A, 92874, for lot two of plat 1290, period. And that the maintenance security is not required for either of these lots. Is there a second to my motion?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is I. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 140 Elm Avenue, S-2023-004. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This security is being posted for a dwelling addition and driveway at 140 Elm Avenue. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommends that financial security in the amount of $14,844 is to be provided, and as it was provided in the form of cash. And the owner, Kaylee Rapon, entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee the completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. I'm recommending that the board accepts the financial security and enters into the agreement with Rapon.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
All right.
That the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $14,844 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Kaylee Rapon and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 140 Elm Avenue, S-2023-004.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Motion is seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Our next item is J. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 2455 Schoolhouse Roads, S-2023-001. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This stormwater management plan was for a detached garage. The applicants and property owner are Eric and Jana Nielsen. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $15,634 is to be provided, which the applicants have done in the form of cash, and they've entered into our standard agreement. I'm recommending that the board accepts the cash and also enters into the standard agreement with the Nielsen's for stormwater S-2023-001.
All right. Any questions for Chuck on this item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $15,634 and enter enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Eric A. Nielsen and Janet A. Nielsen and the township for the stormwater management plan for 2455 Schoolhouse Road, S-2023-001.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The last item on the agenda is K. Last item under the new business is K, the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for Lenzo property, 820 Grandview Drive, S-2023-002. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This stormwater management facility is for a new dwelling, driveway, sidewalk, and patio at 820 Grandview Drive. The applicants and property owners are Leslie and Justin Lenzo. HRG reviewed cost estimates prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $88,470 is to be provided. The applicants have provided the security in the form of the First National Bank of Pennsylvania letter of credit 3919 and have entered into the township standard agreement. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial security in the amount of $88,470 and enters into the standard stormwater agreement with the Lenzos.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I move that the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial security in the amount of $88,470 in the form of First National Bank of Pennsylvania letter of credit number 3919 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Leslie Lenzo and Justin Lenzo for the stormwater management plan for Lenzo property at 820 Grandview Drive.
All right, thank you. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. Vice Chair defers to Mr. Corrado. So Mr. Corrado has seconded the motion. Is there any discussion or questions on the item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. All right, so that concludes new business. The next item is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. Start to my left, Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a couple of meetings this week so far. Monday, we had a downtown core design board meeting where we discussed additional signage for the Fresh Market. The board gave approval of that recommendation for approval of those signage. This morning, we also had a transportation discussion. We discussed the events traffic that's going on up here at the Hershey Park. Not just the park openings, but the concerts. We discussed the DTMA projects in the township and their impacts on the traffic. We also discussed traffic and transportation concerns and potential solutions that went along with that. And finally, we discussed the potential for a speed hump in the township somewhere. So we're going to be discussing that further, picking out a candidate and maybe proceeding to see if that works.
Very good.
So thank you.
Mr. Corrado.
I have a quick DTM update. I'm an update from Dale with DTMA. Bullfrog Valley and Deer Run stream restoration construction is nearing completion with the minor surface restoration remaining. To Spray Creek Sewer Interceptor update project continues. Contractors completed paving this past month and will soon be installing a new sewer behind the silos and across Spring Creek. 3 Oakmont and Wood Road culvert replacement is on hold until Waltonville Road reopens sometime in July. And DTMA is planning an open house June 24th for residents and customers to tour our plant. More information will be provided in the e-news as well as the Hummelstown site. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Corrado. Mrs. Nunn.
I attended the library board meeting last week where Allison updated us on all of the goings on at the library. We had an ISTDA meeting last week where we approved some upkeep on the Giant Center. And this morning, Supervisor Zamuda and I both were at the transportation work group. And as you mentioned, we had a lot of discussion about various projects around the township. And I also wanted to mention, as Mr. Clark made me aware, the Waltonville giant pothole is finally fixed. So it's good news. That's my only report this evening.
Excellent. Mr. Whitehall?
I have no report this evening.
All right, and now just lastly, the only update I'll give is the ICDA board met last week, and we...
Did you already say this?
And I have nothing further to say. Now it'll take us to the departmental reports. Police Department, Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to take a page out of Dave Sassman's book reference to some of the numbers maybe for the previous month, just to kind of give a rundown of the police department's doing. The board gets this information as well. So in April, the department was dispatched to 1,671 calls for service. 56 of those calls were either non-reportable or reportable crashes. 16 of those were domestic disputes. And we responded to some mental health calls in reference to something like 12 incidents of mental health calls with our co-responder. 10 of those were DUIs. In reference to the call volume, we conducted 29 traffic enforcement details, which resulted in it's 651 traffic stops. And out of those 651 traffic stops, a total of 709 either citations or warnings were issued to motorists. So it's been a fairly busy spring, and I would imagine that it's going to keep getting busier. So just kind of wanted to give a little snapshot of what department did me. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Sassman, Volunteer Fire Department.
I have nothing for this evening. Thank you.
Mr. Clark, Public Works.
I have nothing at this point. Thank you.
Mrs. Jacobine.
The library is closed on May 29th for Memorial Day, but summer reading does start that week on June 1st, where we'll be kicking off the summer reading on June 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Market on Chocolate.
Thank you, Alice. Mr. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
Big weekend for us. Saturday, the outdoor pool opens. So for the opening weekend, we'll be open for the outdoor pool 12 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday, and 12 to 4 on Monday for Memorial Day.
Just a question on pool furniture.
We had that out a couple weeks ago, just hopefully to alleviate any questions. So that furniture's been out. our hope was that people could see it from Cocoa Avenue.
I haven't made it to the gym in a while. I apologize. I should have seen that. But thank you. That'll be welcome news to lots of folks, I'm sure. Thank you, Zach. Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
So two quick items tonight. One, the slide that we had shown last meeting, we updated them a little bit or changed them, made them a little more presentable for township website. Sent them over to Becky, and they're now out there live on the website. Keep that updated. And the other item, we had talked previously that we were preparing a funding application for TSIP funding for improvements near the intersection of Hockersville and Ariba. With coordination through Dauphin County, we determined that project would not be eligible for that funding program since it's improvements along the state road, and that funding program is only committed along township roads. So just wanted to close the loop there as well.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Emmerich?
Got nothing left.
All right, and Mr. Christman is at a work conference, and so he's unable, that's why he isn't here tonight. So our township manager report. This is the next and last session of Visitor Public Comment. Anyone wishing to address the board, please comment for the record.
I'll be really fast. It's late night for everybody.
You are welcome to the podium for a full 3 minutes.
Three
is, as you know, our normal standard time allotment.
For the record, Susan Court won like 80-10, but okay.
It's a convenient
Can you push the button?
Yes.
Don't forget to introduce first name, last name, and address.
I will do that. Lou Pioletti on 56 West Riva Avenue, Hershey, PA. Real quick, thank you for all your support with our Memorial Day ceremony. It's a small but very meaningful ceremony. We're going to do it again this year at Memorial Day, 8:30 at the Hershey Italian Lodge Italian American War Memorial. The police are always there to help slow down traffic, and some years they've also been there to help with the actual ceremony itself, and we're always very, very appreciative of that. I don't think I need to tell you how important that area is for us. That I said it before, I'll say it 10 more times. That little area, 50 homes in that little area sent over 80 soldiers off to fight in World War II, and that's why that land there is hallowed ground, and it's very nice for us to be able to continue to do that. Number two, real quick, the transition to the county for real estate tax, I believe, has been flawless. Okay, I've probably worked more in the past 4 months as tax collector than I've worked in the past 18 years. Okay, I've got more questions on earned income tax and every other type of tax besides real estate, but I can tell you I've been having regular contact with the county and the residents, and it has been absolutely a flawless transition to the county. Okay. And lastly, I just want to thank everybody for this long overdue conversation on the setbacks. I loved what you had to say, Chuck. I'd like to see personally between 40 and 85 go to a 10-foot setback, all right? But other than that, I think it's great, and I would love to have an architectural design review board in Hershey, yes, to approve or not approve certain styles of houses in neighborhoods. But I realize that's a little bit pie in the sky, but sometimes you have to reach that far.
I'm just going to use up the remainder of your 3 minutes by also thanking you for following up with the tax transition information, because as you know, although it was a lengthy process for both the township and the school district to get to that point, we couldn't have done it without your support either as tax collectors. So we do want to thank you for that, and I appreciate that you came forward just to give us an update. I mean, we feel what you're experiencing, because even when we are on the receiving end of emails from folks, if there's something going on that's not working well. So it did seem quiet. I'm not surprised you're getting emails that you wouldn't normally get, but thank you for that.
Cheryl and Chris have been great. You know, I don't come to a lot of meetings, but I came tonight for the zoning thing, but since I was here, I just want to give a quick shout out just so everybody know on public record the transition. I'm very good.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for letting me call.
All right. So anyone else from the public wishing to come in? It sounds like my colleagues are packing up. They're not actually getting back because someone might want to come forward. All right. Seeing as no one has come forward, we'll close the visitor or public comment session. Take a motion. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Smoot. Second.
Second.
Motion second by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Very well. Motion is adjourned.